After years of living as misfits, coming to California felt like coming into their own to my family. People here actually seemed to care about things like freedom, healthy eating, and what was going on in the rest of the world. My grandparents rented a ramshackle old house 10 miles south of San Jose on the outskirts of Los Gatos and dedicated their days to pot smoking, nude cookouts, and philosophical discussions with the friends my grandfather made at his new job as a climbing instructor. The kids, left to their own devices, dropped out of school one by one. By the time my future mother, Michelle, was 15, all four of them were spending their days smoking at home and their evenings with various love interests. Dane's primary affair seemed to be with LSD, but the girls made the most of their sexual freedom. They brought home guys, scruffy-looking characters with matted hair and rambling political opinions that no one listened to, who spent the night and then sat at the breakfast table with Grandma Jean the next morning with their ding-dongs in full view. Before long, the Person residence became known to many as the coolest place in town to hang out. The music was hip, the drugs were in good supply, the two older daughters were pretty and willing, and the parents were always totally groovy with it all. One afternoon, my grandfather came home from work to find his wife having sex with another man. The couple was huddled under a sleeping bag on the living room floor, but the noises coming from within were unmistakable. Papa Dick stared down at the scene before him, his expression hard. It wasn't that he was angry. He and my grandmother had had an open marriage almost since they arrived in California. It's just that until that day, the arrangement had been strictly one-sided. While my grandfather brought women home to their bed, Jean had preferred to numb her evenings away with pot. Now panic gripped my grandfather's heart. He turned away before his wife could notice him and went to the backyard to sit with his head in his hands. At that moment, he admitted the truth to himself. This latest development was just another tear in the thin fabric that was barely holding his family together. His children were in crisis. Jan had taken up with a Hell's Angels leader and often came home drugged out on acid and beaten blue. Michelle was rarely seen without a joint in her hand and didn't have an inkling where Vietnam, the country's number one topic of conversation, even was. Dane had been acting more and more strangely lately, a result, my grandfather was certain, of too many bad acid trips. And Jesse, though mentally challenged and barely 13 years old, was bringing new guys home regularly. But if there was one thing Papa Dick was sure of, it was that society was to blame for his children's troubles. My grandfather's early golden view of California was fading fast. After 3 years there, he had begun to notice the hypocrisy of supposedly enlightened folks who professed their hatred of the man by evening and then returned to their cog-grinding, hamster-in-the-wheel jobs by day. For all their talk about striking out against corporations and government, in the end, these people still paid their taxes, kept their money in banks, and bought their burgers at McDonald's. There were some exceptions, the commune dwellers, for example, folks who started off with the best intentions but inevitably ended up using their emancipation as an excuse for one long, drug-fueled sex fest. The anti-war crowd was more sincere in their convictions, but though the impending threat of the draft hung over his own son's head, it was freedom my grandfather craved, not retreat from the powers of authority he so loathed. The idea that had been brewing in his mind since his teens was pulling at him stronger than ever now. He had heard talk about a movement up north in Canada, a land known for its harsh climate and gentle handling of disillusioned Americans. But a new country was only the start of my grandfather's plan. He knew how to hunt, how to survive in the wild, and he had some exciting ideas about shelter. What his kids needed was fresh mountain air and dirt between their toes. If he could just get them away from the city and into nature, back to the basics of food, water, clothing, and shelter, they might still stand a chance. And so, he thought, might his marriage.